Here's part two of a conversation with Dr. Phil Hubbard at TESOL Philadelphia 2012. Technology requirements for teachers are rising. That, for example, there was a reference in an article you wrote to the TESOL job boards, I think, that something like 4 out of 10 jobs posted there had a technology requirement. Do you see that getting more and more stringent?
I think these days administrators are looking for teachers who come in with at least adequate technology skills, and in many cases even strong technology skills. So someone going through a teacher education program today, or someone who's a relatively new teacher, I think building those technology skills is a good way to enhance your marketability. It's partly because there are so many teachers out there who still don't have the skills that we would think of that they need. Or they have big gaps in those skills that by bringing in a teacher, again, I'm an administrator myself, so I think in those terms, if I don't have strong technology skills and I can bring somebody in that has them, then I can leverage that person's knowledge and experience to hopefully improve internally what the other teachers are able to do with technology. The truth is, in the right settings, teachers learn a lot more from each other than they do from someone coming in from the outside and doing a workshop, or from them going to a formal class, or even in many cases learning online. We know that in language learning and in learning in general these days, there's this movement towards collaboration among the students, and when teachers are trying to learn new things, having them be able to collaborate is great as well. Plus, a teacher can talk from the perspective of saying, here's technology, here's how I used it in my classroom. When I first started using it, it seemed a little daunting, but it's not really that scary, and they can mentor others. So being able to bring that in from the outside, I think, is important. On the topic in general of, what do you do with teachers who are already in service, if you can get teachers, either as an administrator or as a teacher yourself, get colleagues to try to work on some, concrete project, identify a need that your group has, and see if you can do something appropriate with technology to meet that need. That seems to be one of the best ways of breaking through for people, when they immediately see value in it, when they see it making their lives easier, making their students' learning more efficient or effective. I think a lot of teachers are hesitant about technology, and especially about new uses of technology, because they see it as something that's just going to take away a lot of their time, and they already often feel legitimately overworked. So there has to be, in a group, there's this sense of shared interaction that I think makes spending that additional time more tolerable. And the end result is often, I think, greater than people thought it would be when they get out. Sometimes people have turned around from being very hesitant, almost technophobic, to really embracing technology because of having this shared experience. And if you just try and mandate things, I mean, this is one of the potential problems with standards, is they look like we're saying this is what you have to do. And if people see them as barriers, often maybe almost insurmountable barriers, then they're not going to be useful.
This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. The project is funded by the Government of Canada through Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Thank you for listening.